I shall never say. A poem as pretty as a tray. A tree whose hungry mouth finds room against old Mother Earth's bosom. A tree that looks at God all day because it cannot run away. A tree that may in summer wear a mess of buzzards in her hair. On whose bosom the snow has lain, who now and then shacks up with rain. Poems are made by jerks like me, but only God, I said God, I mean God, can make a tree.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial, and anywhere on the planet at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more. On everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll celebrate the natal anniversaries of Charles Harris, Joseph George Gilbert, and George Briegel. We'll also hear from some mountaineers and plant some trees. May 1st marked the birth in 1867 in Poughkeepsie, New York, of music publisher and composer Charles Cassell Harris to Jacob Harris and Rachel Cassell. He wrote the first of his more than 150 songs since Maggie Learned to Skate in 1885. He had moderate success until 1892 when John Philip Sousa performed Harris's After the Ball at the World Columbian Exposition in Chicago, prompting the sale of millions of copies of the sheet music. On November 12, 1893, Harris married Cora Lurberg in Chicago, and they had four daughters. Harris was a popular writer of songs for vaudeville and Broadway, and often collaborated with Oscar Hammerstein. With song titles such as Nobody Knows, Nobody Cares, Fallen by the Wayside, and Why Don't They Play With Me, he became known as the King of the Tearjerker. He laughed all the way to the bank, since after his death, his estate was valued at over $31,000, even in the midst of the Great Depression. Charles Harris died December 22, 1930, in Manhattan, and is buried at Woodlawn Cemetery in the Bronx. Here are three from Charles Harris.
While the shot and shell was streaming upon the battlefield, the boys were bravely fighting their noble flag to shield. Came a cry from their brave captain, "Look, boys, our flag is down. Who will volunteer to save it from disgrace?" "I will," a young boy shouted, "I'll bring it back or die." Then sprang into the thickest of the fray. Saved the flag, but gave his young life all for his country's sake. They brought him back and heard him softly say, "Just break the news to mother. She knows how dear I love her. And tell say there is no other can take the place of mother, then kiss her dear sweet lips for me and break the news to her.
Oh,
bedding climbed an old man's knee. Begged for a story to Uncle please. Why are you single? Why live alone? Have you no babies? Have you no home? I had a sweetheart years ago. Where she is now, yes, you will soon know. Listen to my story, I'll tell it all. I believed her faithless after the ball. After the ball is over, after the break of morn, after the dance of leaving, after the stars are gone, many a heart is aching. If you could read them all, many the hopes that have vanished after the flashing in the grand ballroom. Softly the music playing sweet tunes. There came my sweetheart, my love, my own. I wish some water alone. When I returned, dear, there stood a man kissing my sweetheart as lovers can. Down fell the glass pit, broke in that door. Just as my heart was after the ball. Many a heart is if you could read them all, many the hopes that have vanished after the ball.
I was going to play After the Ball by the International Novelty Orchestra with the vocal by Henry Burr, but he only sings the chorus, and even having Carson Robison whistling, Nat Shilkert on clarinet, and Leroy Shield playing celesta on the record, it couldn't stand up against Vernon Dalhart and company singing a couple of verses. That's from Edison 51610L, made July 11, 1925. And company in Vernon Dalhart and company refers to Carson Robison, who played guitar on the record. It was a small company. Before that, Hello Central, Give Me Heaven. It was published in 1901 and recorded that year by Byron G. Harlan, and it became so popular that it led to a fad of telephone songs, and a one-reel short film with the same title was released in 1913. We heard Hello Central, Give Me Heaven by the Carter Family, their 122nd song recorded in their 23rd recording session on May 8, 1934 in Victor's Camden, New Jersey church studio. It was issued on Bluebird B-5529 and also on the Montgomery Ward label. In 1891, moved by the death of New York City fireman James Shute, Harris composed Break the News to Mother. It got little attention until he revised the lyrics and re-released the song in 1898, changing the fireman to a soldier in the Spanish-American War. It was first recorded on April 5, 1899 by George C. Gaskin, and around that same time by Albert Campbell. The song saw a boom in sales during World War I, but we heard it by the Carson Robison Trio on April 4, 1930, with Robison singing and playing guitar, Frank Luther singing, and an unidentified mandolin and trumpet. All of the sheet music I've seen, including Harris's own self-published edition, shows the title as Break the News to Mother. But the label of Romeo 1325-B shows the title as Just Break the News to Mother, matching the line in the song. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. May 4th marked the birth in 1892 in London, England, of Joseph George Gilbert, and beyond that, I don't have much. I do know he arrived in the U.S. aboard the vessel St. Louis on March 28, 1909, and became a naturalized citizen on April 6, 1915. A couple of years later, he was working as a traveling representative of the American Safety Razor Company, but how he made the transition to being a composer and lyricist, I don't know. In 1921, he applied for a passport, planning to visit London as a traveling salesman in the music business. He was active in the 1920s and 30s, and his primary collaborator was Lawrence Wright, also known as Horatio Nichols. His 1942 draft registration card shows him as a self-employed author and composer, living at the Monterey Hotel at 94th and Broadway, but beyond that, I got nothing. One of the first vintage songs I ever became aware of was Me and Jane in a Plane, which he wrote in 1927 with Edgar Leslie. Other songs in the Gilbert catalog include Amy, Wonderful Amy, Bathing in the Sunshine, Au Revoir But Not Goodbye, and these.
Make your home in my heart, sweet Suzanne, and my cares will depart, sweet Suzanne, while I'm trading your kisses. You come to my arms and surrender. You can make life as home, sweet Suzanne. Let's be happy as long as we can. Live for romance, give love a chance. Make your home in my heart, sweet Suzanne. Balmy skies of June. Suzanne, Suzanne, your soft and honeyed words bring to me the birds of springtime. Still I pine for one more sign to bring joy. Thank you. romance. Give love a chance. Make your home in my heart, sweet Susan.
I'm like a sheep, and you're my shepherd. You're leading me to happiness, always depending on each thing you do. My heart is longing to while I hold you tight, say a little prayer for me. And when you go to bed, to rest your weary head, say a little prayer for me. There's joy in when you are near, you're so forgiving, you'll banish all my sorrow. I'll never go astray, if only you will say just a little.
Thank you.
Sunny Skies, performed in September 1928 by Billy Cotton and his first group, his London Savannah Band, credited on the label of Piccadilly 108 as the Bohemian Band. I was going to play Say a Little Prayer for Me by the East Texas Serenaders, but it's an instrumental of the Horatio Nichols music, so you heard Morton Downey singing the George Gilbert lyrics on Victor 22674-A, recorded in London on September 8, 1930. Ray Noble directed the orchestra. We began our tribute to George Gilbert with Rudy Valley, backed by his Connecticut Yankees, singing the Edgar Leslie lyrics to Gilbert's tune, Sweet Suzanne. Take 3 from a February 7, 1929 session was issued on Victor 21869-A. Some time ago, it was suggested to me that perhaps we should have a George Briegel birthday segment. That was an excellent idea, and here it is, but it's a bit premature. The Find a Grave website shows Briegel's date of birth as May 5th, 1890, but his 1942 draft registration card and the Social Security Administration say it's June 5th, which I believe is correct. I had already put the music together for this segment before becoming aware of the discrepancy, so I'm going ahead anyway. George Frederick Briegel was born June 5, 1890, in Scranton, Pennsylvania, to George Adam Briegel, a painting contractor, and Christine Killian, both of whom had emigrated from Germany. Master Briegel studied violin with Ernest Thiel, and following a concert at Guernsey Hall when he was just 9 years old, an article in the Scranton Times newspaper said the lad created a small sensation and promises to develop into a violinist of note. He graduated from Central High School and joined the band at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, playing violin and trombone. Following his discharge, he joined the staff of Shapiro Bernstein & Company as a band arranger. He played in New York's 22nd Regiment Band and succeeded Victor Herbert as director. For 30 years, he was bandmaster of the New York Fire Department Band and also directed the Brooklyn Edison Band, Metropolitan Life Insurance Band, and the Brooklyn Elks Band, among others. He formed his own music publishing company, Triangle Music, in New York City, which he ran until his death. George Briegel died May 18, 1968, in Flushing, New York, and is buried at Forest Hills Cemetery in Dunmore, Pennsylvania. His compositions include I've Done My Bit for Uncle Sam, Will You Do Your Bit for Me?, The Philippine Constabulary Band March, Fast and Furious, and these. Thank you. On the April 23rd show, I mentioned that Jimmy Joy could play two clarinets at once. Wilbur Sweatman wouldn't be impressed because he could play three clarinets at once. We just heard Wilbur Sweatman's original jazz band with Sweatman on one clarinet, but the star on that record is Arthur Reeves, smearing his trombone on Slide Kelly Slide. Columbia A2775 was recorded March 22, 1919. In 1942, Victor put out a five-record album they called a Victor Musical Smart Set, titled Songs of the Service. 10 songs, all performed by the Victor Military Band, directed by Leonard Joy. Before Slide Kelly Slide, we heard number 8, Song of the Army Engineer, written by R.J. Burt Sr. and George F. Briegel. The vocal quartet was the Four Clubmen, directed by Lynn Murray. They were featured on the CBS radio program Melody and Madness in 1938 and 39. Fun fact, Lynn Murray provided scores and background music for Alfred Hitchcock Presents on CBS and NBC TV in the late 1950s and early 60s. We began our tribute to George Briegel with Glenn Oswald's Serenaders and Go Your Way and I'll Go Mine, written by Briegel and Chris Schoenberg. Victor 19410-A was recorded September 5, 1924 in Oakland, California. Glenn Oswald's Serenaders was a territory band from Portland, Oregon, and played for years at the Winter Garden Dance Hall in downtown Eugene. It boasted a 162-by-65-foot dance floor of smooth-as-glass eastern maple. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7 KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand, anytime at all online, at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. For no particular reason, this segment of the show is by some Mountaineers.
Every Saturday evening, after the work is done, we all go down the road a ways to have our weekly fun. We do the good old dances in a way that's all our own, but the evening just gets started when we're playing Home Sweet Home. After the old barn dance, after the old barn dance, all the boys and their sweethearts start to hold a different part. Find the real fun only starts after the old barn dance. We'll sue the old gray man. A home is just a mile from there. Take yours, but you don't care. Ask the old barn dance. Thank you. After the old bond ends, after the old bond ends, you may come and feeling blue, but after you've had a nip or two, there ain't no telling the thing you'll do after the old bond ends.
Nothing better than I like to do than to sit around the house when the folks ain't home. Listen to the music on the gramophone.
I like mountain music, good old mountain music, played by a real hillbilly band. Give me real rhythm, let me sway right with them. I think the melodies are grand. I've heard Hawaiians play from the land of wicky-wacky, but I must say that they can't beat turkey in the stroll by cracky. I like mountain music, good old mountain music, played by a real hillbilly band.
Oh-dee, oh, you-da-dee, dee-o-dee-dee, oh, dee, oh,
sway right with them. I think the melodies are grand. I've heard Hawaiian play from the land of Wicky-Wacky, but I must say that there can be turkey in the straw by Cracky. I like mountain music, good old mountain music, played by a real hillbilly band. Turkey in the straw by Cracky. I like mountain music, good old mountain music, played by a real hillbilly band.
Oldie, oh, you lucky.
I Like Mountain Music was composed by Frank Weldon around 1933 and first recorded that year by Ted Weems, with Elmo Tanner singing the James Cavanaugh lyrics. Gene Cardos also recorded it in a corny hillbilly arrangement as Gene's Merrymakers. We just heard I Like Mountain Music by the Wenatchee Mountaineers, led by Elton Britt. Elton Britt was born in 1913 in Arkansas and recorded over 600 sides between 1933 and 1955. He was also a songwriter, bandleader, radio and television performer, and appeared in two films in the late 1940s. The one and only time you've heard Bill Chitwood on the show before tonight was back in 2008, when he and Bud Landris sang Over the Sea. But before the Wenatchee Mountaineers, we heard Bill Chitwood with one of 10 sides he recorded with his Georgia Mountaineers. Bill wishes he was single again. That's from OK 45236, October 3rd, 1927. William Hewlett Chitwood was born June 30th, 1899. He and Bud Landris formed the Georgia Yellowhammers in 1927, and over the next 2 years made 24 sides for Victor. We started that Mountaineer segment with Eddie Younger and his Mountaineers, and After the Old Barn Dance. That's from Clarion 5067, August 25th, 1930. Eddie Younger was actually Fred Hall, and you'll hear more from him with Arthur Fields on next week's show. We should have celebrated it on last week's show, because long before it was Earth Day, April 22nd was Arbor Day. As pioneers moved westward from the East Coast into the plains, they desperately missed the trees which had provided fuel, building materials, and shade, and which they needed as windbreaks to help keep soil in place. Nebraska newspaper editor J. Sterling Morton, a resident of Nebraska City, encouraged individuals and civic groups to plant trees. After becoming Secretary of the Nebraska Territory, at a meeting of the State Board of Agriculture, he proposed a tree-planting holiday to be called Arbor Day. The first Arbor Day was April 10, 1872, and it was named a legal state holiday in Nebraska in 1885, with April 22nd selected as the date for its permanent annual observance. Today, all 50 states celebrate Arbor Day, some as early as January and others as late as May, in order to coincide with their best tree planting weather. So, in celebration of Arbor Day, here are a couple of rapidly rotating records about trees, beginning with Frank Crummett.
My scene is a woodland glade. In the center is a beautiful, bubbling spring, surrounded by three trees. There, there, and there. Oft times in the early morn, a pretty little rabbit would run through the woodland glade to quench his pretty little thirst in the beautiful bubbling spring, surrounded by the three trees. There, there, and there. One morning, while the pretty little rabbit was busily engaged sucking up the aqua from the beautiful bubbling spring, surrounded by the three trees. There, there, and there, a hunter. Roaming through the woodland glade, espied the pretty little rabbit. But the pretty little rabbit, having its mouth filled with water, did not hear the approach of the hunter, and therefore went on drinking from the beautiful bubbling spring, surrounded by the three trees. There, there, and there, the hunter raised his gun and fired, frightening the pretty little rabbit away from the beautiful bubbling spring, but leaving the three trees there, there, and there.
I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the air's sweet blowing breath. A tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray. A tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair, upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain, poems are made by fools like me. But only God can make a tree.
Operatic tenor and actor Richard Tauber was born in Linz, Austria on May 16, 1891, and in June of 1919 made the first of more than 720 recordings for the Parlophone and Odeon labels. We just heard one of them, his musical rendition of Alfred Joyce Kilmer's poem, Trees. Parlophone RO20426 was made May 24, 1938. Richard Tauber died of lung cancer in London on January 8, 1948. Kilmer wrote the poem Trees in February of 1913, and it was set to music by Otto Rosbach. The tree in Trees refers to a single oak tree at Riders Lane and Route 1 in New Brunswick, New Jersey, where Kilmer was born. Joyce Kilmer was killed in action in World War I on July 30, 1918. We started that arboreal set with Frank Crummett and his version of Tom McNaughton's vaudeville routine, The Three Trees. This is from British HMV B2859, recorded in 1928. Crummett also recorded The Three Trees for Victor, as had McNaughton himself. Frank Crummett's voice and delivery sounds exactly like McNaughton's, and I would have played it, but Crummett's record was in a little better shape. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had even half as much fun as I did, then I had at least twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.